It's easy to list the benefits of renewable energy, but calculating the costs can be difficult, like the impact on birds. The birds here at the Tiff Nature Preserve are very active. The preserve is about a mile away from wind turbines lined up along Lake Erie. It's operated by a small city just outside of Buffalo. Officials there say the wind farm has been producing clean energy with little impact on birds. But as attentions turn to the Great Lakes for wind power, environmentalists are increasingly concerned about the effect it could have on migratory birds.
Well, any time we put any sort of infrastructure on the landscape, whether it be a tall building, whether it be a communications tower or a wind turbine, it's something that those birds didn't evolve with and that they have to learn to maneuver around.
That's Stephen Earsom of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. The agency used radar to track bird flight. It showed heavy migration patterns near Lake Ontario and areas near Lake Michigan and Lake Huron. Now, how many birds actually die from wind turbines in the U.S.? The agency doesn't have exact figures, so no one really knows for sure. And estimates vary from 20,000 to 573,000 per year. That data was generated from national industry reports, and the American Bird Conservancy says therein lies the problem. The Fish and Wildlife Service allows energy companies to gather data on bird deaths, and then it's reported to regulatory agencies. Mike Hutchins with the Conservancy likens it to the fox watching the hen house.
Birds and bats, our native birds and bats, are public trust resources. They don't belong to the wind energy companies. They belong to the American people, whether they're on private land or whether they're on public land.
The Conservancy is calling for increased transparency, independent environmental reviews, and public availability of bird mortality data. Now, some say the claim of skewed stats is absurd. Dave Phillips is an environmental expert from Apex Clean Energy. The company plans to install 71 wind turbines near the coast of Lake Ontario. That project is one of 10 on the Bird Conservancy's list of worst places for wind farms.
Well, I would say that it's really unfortunate that the organizations that are opposing wind use that kind of information to cast doubt on what we do as an industry.
The Fish and Wildlife Service acknowledges the complaints about data gathering and is considering new approaches like permitting. Now, it's illegal to kill, harm, or harass any migratory bird without a permit. However, there isn't a permitting system in place for wind or any other industry for that matter.
This is not just about wind. We would attempt to develop a system that can be suited to a number of industries.
Earsom says they're in the early stages of looking into a permitting system to help make wind and other industries become more bird-friendly. If a system is created, then a draft could be available by the end of the year. And that could be good news for birds around the Great Lakes. For Great Lakes Today, this is Angelica Morrison.